welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show coming up today. We get to the new release from the band from New York State known as The Figs, returning with the recent release Follow Gene to the Sea, their first since their double album Play that came out a couple years ago. Fine stuff from The Figs, who are definitely in the power pop territory. Think Big Star, The Raspberries, that kind of stuff, as they continue that tradition. I hear from The Figs today on the show. Also get to new stuff from Joseph Arthur and the Lonely Astronauts, a new digital-only release that's available on his website for a donation. He's entitling it Let's Just Be, one that is purposefully ragged, shall we say. But interesting stuff from Joseph Arthur and the Lonely Astronauts. We'll actually be getting to a couple from that one. Also the return of Lee Hazelwood and what looks to be his final album. Actually was diagnosed with terminal cancer, but has recorded the album Cake or Death. It's slated for an early 2007 release here in the U.S. Certainly a pop and country legend, Lee Hazelwood. We'll get to one from that upcoming release as well. Also, new Tom Waits and more. It's all on the way. Stay tuned. Plenty new and old coming up in what should be an interesting mix. We'll get to one from the Walkmen's remake of the Pussycats album and pair that up with one from the original Harry Nilsson and John Lennon version released in 1974. That, among other things, on the way. Kick it off with one from Catfish Haven. Certainly a good year for the Chicago-based band. A solid debut, Tell Me, came out a few months ago. And this one, Standing Up Well, is still one of the better singles of the year as far as I'm concerned. Kicking it off today, this is Crazy for Leaving.
I should have.
Back in house now today, it's the new release from The Figs. Follow Gene Through the Sea is its title. More good stuff from them along the power pop lines. Occasionally sort of a roots flavor in the mix there, but new music from The Figs to get to out of New York State. And Joseph Arthur and the Lonely Astronauts, a new digital release available on his website, actually just for a donation they're offering it. It's entitled Let's Just Be. We'll get to a couple from that one from Joseph Arthur, who of course already released the full-length Nuclear Daydream earlier in the year. This is brand new, and we're going to start this first set right off with this. It's new music from Lee Hazlewood, certainly a living legend. He's really an iconoclast in both the pop and country forms. Of course, teaming with Nancy Sinatra for a string of hits in the 1960s, big in Europe. He's done so many things in his musical career. He has a new release on the way early in 2007 entitled Cake or Death, and it follows Hazlewood being diagnosed with terminal renal cancer. But instead of making, you know, a very somber and or let's say important album, in true Lee Hazlewood fashion, he's released one of the or set to release one of the odder releases of his career, shall we say. Anyway, Lee Hazlewood, this is a tune that he originally wrote, and this is the original melody that he intended for it. This is called Boots.
Thank you. I thought that was really cool.
Bells are chiming for victory. There's a page back in history. 45. They came back to the world that they fought for. Didn't turn out just like they thought. 45. Here is your song to sing. To do the measure way. What do you lose? What do you gain? What do you win? 9 years later, a child is born. There's a record, so you put it on. 45. 9 years more of a lucky now. 9-year-old puts his money down. 45. Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I held for you. 45. There's a stack of you lack in mine. Oh, which is yours, Alan? Which is mine? 45. Here is your song to sing. To do the measuring. What do you lose? What do you gain? What do you win? Bass and treble heal every hurt. There's a rebel in a nylon shirt. But the words are a mystery. I've heard. Turn it down to 33 1/3. 'Cause it helps with the elocution. Corporations turn revolutions. 45. So don't you weep a shit. Just change your name instead. Why do you lose when it all goes to your head? I had something said, perhaps he's got a shot and now is dead. 45. Bells are chiming and tears are falling. It creeps up on you without a warning. 45. Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I bless, I've been lost, I confess. 45
Elvis Costello going back a few years to When I Was Cruel. 45, the name of that tune. Elvis Costello, of course, married to the jazz singer Diana Krall, and the two just, as a matter of fact, had twin boys just last week. Elvis Costello becoming a new father at the age of 52, and Lee Hazelwood right before Boots, the tune. You may have recognized it. Once Upon a Time is done by Nancy Sinatra, of course, written by Hazelwood. Cake or Death is that new release. It's out January 23rd. And it looks to be Hazelwood's last, but a pretty glorious Hazelwood-esque ending to his story. This is new from Joseph Arthur and the Lonely Astronauts, the band releasing this on their website. It's available for a donation at josepharthur.com. It's entitled Let's Just Be, and it looks to be purposely kind of ragged, unproduced, one-take kinds of things from Joseph Arthur and his band. We get to a couple from it today. This is called Diamond Ring.
You know it.
Dropping the bucket until it's dry. Until it's dry. I wanna go out, but not really. I keep stuffing the musket until you cry.
canyons. She likes feeling the breeze. It says she walks for miles. I'm just to feel at ease. My baby, don't come home. Leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
The baby's got a new friend. Mm-hmm. I said, baby's got a new friend. She likes deserts and cocaine. Says she got it wrong. But when the troublemakers come, but you know she's the first to stay. When some fool pulls out his gun, baby's got a new friend. She likes old cameras and TV shows. Baby's got a new friend. She likes trivia questions with answers no one knows. Baby's got a new. Don't hang around.
Leave us alone.
My baby's got a new friend. She likes zoos and people that stand in her way. My baby's got a new friend. She tries to use anything you say. Says, how come you're nervous? When the cops walking her on the line, she said, you know, you could get used to this. A belt hitting her behind. And no one else will talk to you when you got nothing left but time. My baby's got a new friend. She likes cigarettes and Mad Dog 2020. Baby's got a new friend. She likes anyone with a little bit of money. Baby's got a new friend. Take her to the desert, but make sure you got cocaine.
A couple of new things from Joseph Arthur and his band The Lonely Astronauts, recorded the last week in November and available as a free download or for a donation on his website at josepharthur.com. Baby's Got a New Friend, the name of this, kind of veering over into a confessional 70s singer-songwriter kind of stuff. And Diamond Ring right before, again, the new digital-only release from Joseph Arthur and his band. You're in-house. Of course, you can find more of us at inhouseradio.blogspot.com. There are free MP3 downloads there, as well as podcasting for most of our shows, concert listings for the region, and more. It's all at inhouseradio.blogspot.com. The seventh release from the Figs recently out is Follow Gene Through the Sea. We get to music from that when we return in-house. Back in house now, new music today from The Figs, the band from Saratoga Springs, New York, recently releasing their seventh album entitled Follow Gene Through the Sea. It's kind of the second appearance of 2006 for The Figs, who earlier this year came out on a digital-only release on the Bloodshot label, backing Graham Parker on a live disc he put out. But the band returning with their first album since the double album Palais really re-put them on the map for a lot of people a couple of years back. That also saw them touring with the Replacements' Tommy Stinson. But The Figs, a long-running band. They formed in the late 80s. They've been through, you know, all the usual stuff that long-running bands go through. Different lineups, major labels dropping them for no apparent reason, all that kind of stuff, and they're still making great music. We start out with this one from Follow Gene Through the Sea. This is called I Won't Go to Miami.
I'm
couple of new things there from the Figs, from Follow Gene Through the Sea, Don't Hurt Me Again, the name of the tune there, and I Won't Go to Miami right before. The Figs out touring, currently in support of the new release. You'll find it on the Gern Blanston label. Here's one more note from the Figs, celebrating nearly two decades together as a band. This one called Breaking Through.
Mighty thin.
Paul Westerberg's Mr. Rabbit, music there from the former frontman of The Replacements. And right before, the last of three from The Figs, a band that occasionally, you might be said, channels The Replacements, breaking through the tune from Follow Gene Through the Sea, again, the new album from the band from upstate New York. You're in-house. Of course, underwriting support for the show comes from Portnoy Valley Brewing in Pocatello, specializing in the stuffed bun, served as hot and as fresh as you can get it, in a variety of flavors, including the Bavarian and the Beijing. That plus their unique pizzas, salads, and more. The kitchen opens at 4 o'clock daily at 615 South First Avenue right here in town. Stick with us. More music coming up. Back now, covering Nilsson. These are the Walkmen, Many Rivers to Cross.
Against the law, was against the law. What the mama saw was against the law. Well, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. And Papa said, all right, if I get that boy, gonna send him to the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. And goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julia down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Well, in a couple of days they come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Radical priests come and get me released. We was all on the cover of Newsweek. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. Taking my time, but I don't know where. And goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Oh, it's set with a fairly interesting pedigree if you look into it. That's Canadian singer-songwriter Jolie Dyron, who has a new album on the way, but that one not on. That, of course, the Paul Simon tune, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, recently released as a web-only exclusive download. Harry Nilsson in the middle there from his Pussycats album, of course joined by John Lennon and Friends, the 1974 release, covering Bob Dylan, Subterranean Homesick Blues, and the Walkman starting that off, covering Nilsson, who himself was covering Johnny Rivers on the tune Many Rivers to Cross. Pussycats starring the Walkman. That's a recent tribute album out. This is new from Tom Waits. 5 out earlier in the year. This is tune With a Gun from the Gun album from the band. This is out on Yep Rock back in the spring. Tom Waits right before Light on Me coming from the new Orphans collection. That one, the particular song coming from Brawlers, disc one in that new 3-disc set from Tom Waits. That's going to do it for another edition of In House. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Stay tuned. The world is next.